Hi, this is Ann Litt from KCRW, and I am here with Zach Braff, and we're going to talk about the music that has inspired him over the years, and more recently as well. Zach, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
So, what songs do you have for us today?
Well, it's so hard to pick five songs, and then I thought, well, I'll pick five songs that will tell a quick story of how I sort of got into liking music and indie music, and that would help me narrow down the five songs.
Let's just jump into your first pick. What is it?
My first pick is a Colin Hay song called I'm Doing Fine.
Well, hello, you'll have to excuse me. I just put out the light. I was dreaming.
So when I first moved to L.A., a girlfriend I was dating brought me to Largo on Fairfax to see Colin Hay. I had never heard of Colin Hay. I heard he was the lead singer of Men at Work. And if anyone ever has a chance to see Colin Hay at Largo, it's a particularly amazing experience. He does, like, stand-up comedy, and he's very funny. And I sat in Largo and watched Colin Hay, and he played this song, I'm Doing Fine. And I just thought it was one of the most amazing things I had ever seen. And so it was sort of my first, very first entry into exploring singer-songwriters in Los Angeles.
Yes, I'm doing fine, and thanks for asking. It's been a long time, you know time keeps.
That was Colin Hay, I'm Doing Fine, and I know you've brought some others, so let us hear them.
All right. Skip many years, and I have become friends with some musicians, Joshua Radin and Kerry Brothers in particular, who you guys have played here many times. And
for sure.
Through Josh Radin and through Ingrid Michaelson, who's become a good friend of mine, I've met these next two musicians. So the first I'm going to play you is William Fitzsimmons. This gentleman is a genius, and I was blown away when I saw him live at the Hotel Cafe for the first time. No one was there. He was just starting to make a name for himself, and it was one of those things where, you know, there's probably 10 people in the audience, and you realize that you were seeing something really, really special that people were going to find out about. And his name is William Fitzsimmons.
I decide it's true that you want to leave if given half the chance to go. Find myself in bed, wishing everything had changed would be the same.
This guy is just really special, and if you ever get, you know, check his MySpace page out, if you ever get to see him live, it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes you go to see someone, a singer-songwriter, one instrument, the place is dead silent, and you just have goosebumps the whole time.
Yeah. That was William Fitzsimmons, a song called It's Not True from the album Good Night. I'm Ann Litt from KCRW here with Zach Braff talking about some of the music that he loves and has inspired him. And I know you have a few more, so let's hear what you got.
Well, the next song I wanted to play also is related to Ingrid Michaelson. It's sort of 6 degrees of Ingrid Michaelson. We were all hanging out one night at a friend's house, and I felt really lucky because Ingrid Michaelson had her guitar. She had just played a show. She was with her friend, Allie Moss. And we were getting this sort of private show. We were all sitting around drinking wine. It was like your dream scenario. We're all sitting around drinking wine. These musicians are playing guitars. I felt really cool that I knew these people. And Allie Moss, as I mentioned, who currently sings backup for Ingrid and plays guitar, said, hey, do you guys want to hear one of my songs? And she plays this song, and I was just, we were all drop-jawed. It was just so incredibly beautiful. And this is a demo that I asked her permission if I could play on KCRW, and she was, of course, very excited. This is that song. Her name is Allie Moss, and she's going to be giant.
I am a passerby, half smile as you cut in line. You're on your way.
because of the success of the two soundtracks that I put together, the compilations, Garden State was the film that I wrote and directed. And the other one that people know less about, which I really like a lot, is a film I did called The Last Kiss. I get sent a lot of music, and on MySpace, it's all people talk about often is music.
Do you feel a responsibility to expose new artists, or is that just something you're passionate about?
I see it as a way of sharing the wealth, in a sense, more figuratively than literally in most cases. But whenever I go see an artist, for example, I hear Ali Moss play her guitar in my friend's living room, and I just can't believe that no one knows this girl, and no one can, you know, it's just an exciting feeling that you can share that. I do it for no other reason than it just makes me so excited for them, for the artist.
What if I knew?
All right, well, let's move on. What do you have next?
All right, well, we were talking about MySpace before, and then on MySpace, people send me suggestions for bands I got to listen to all the time. Most of the time, I'm too busy to check them all out. But one time I had, like, a night off, and I was just scrolling through, and I said, you know what? I'm going to write down all these bands, that the ones I keep hearing people say. So the one that kept coming up the most was this band, Jump Little Children. I'd never heard of them. They're from South Carolina, I believe. And people were right. I just fell in love with the band. I just was like, wow, so many cool songs. I love this song. This was my new favorite song. That song I put on nonstop. And I discovered that they had sort of broken up. It was one of those things where, like, oh, it was too late. But the song that I most fell in love with, I don't think there's anyone out there who could not love this song. It's a great song in the summer. Roll down your windows. It just makes you so happy. It's a song called Mexico.
And I won't let you go. I won't let you go. Not to Detroit City, not to Chicago. And I won't let you go. And I won't let you go. Not to Mississippi, not to Tupelo. But if you're gonna leave, I'm asking you to please go. All the way to Mexico.
Jump Little Children with Mexico from their album Between the Dim and the Dark. Amlet here on KCRW with Zach Braff.
All right, so the story continues in that I tracked down Jay Clifford, who was the lead singer of Jump Little Children. Super talented guy. Like, why does everyone not know the name Jay Clifford? And I just befriended him. And I went in the studio. He was recording his first solo album. And I just really liked him. And his solo album is out. And this is the first single. And it's called Know When to Walk Away.
Know when to walk, know when to walk away.
I like the poetry of great lyrics and melody a lot. I think if you're really into the singer-songwriter folk-rocky vibe, you know, the thing you're most into often is melody, but it's not melody like pop melody that just makes you, you know, have a bad taste in your mouth like fast food. You know, it's the Paul Simons and the James Taylors of this generation that write beautiful poetry with a beautiful melody that make you think about your own life.
Why'd you take the long way around? Going nowhere. I heard your child to me.
The thing that I am struck by listening to all of the songs and talking to you about them is that you're sort of like this activist.
I love this idea of, you know, working together with fellow artists. when you work on bigger projects like a giant TV show, it's about so many other things than the small collaboration between creative minds. And I think that that's what I see. And also, I just feel like injustice when I go to a show and there's five people in the audience and the artist is giving me goosebumps on my spine. I want to do whatever I can.
Well, you're uniquely situated to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
you
in,
so
Zach.
Thank you so much for having me. I think this should be stretched to at least an hour segment because this is quality radio.